Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood. And I'm here with Coach Sharon Shrieky at our Body Confidence Do It Your Way. And before we get into our topic today, Sharon, I give you the baton. What are you up to?
Okay, well, what I'm up to is, I was thinking coaching is what I'm up to, but really what it is taking my client and putting them as the captain of their life and acting as the co-captain. And that's what we do in coaching, right? Right, Steph?
That's it.
They are, and we are just their deputy co-captain. And we follow their lead, and we help them through whatever mission that they have to get through in life. And that is really what I'd love to do. It's my passion. And if anybody out there wants to contact me, you can reach me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieQui at gmail.com, and you can contact me or Stephanie with your questions. We love it, right, Steph? We love those questions. And we use those questions, of course, with no names for our little podcasts. And so, what about you, Stephanie? What have you been up to?
Well, I'm going to piggyback on your coaching definition because it really is a place where I welcome entrepreneurs who want to feel confident. And we started this Body Confidence podcast your way because I found with the women and men that I was working with to start their businesses with new skills and techniques that there was a piece missing. And with my body knowledge system, which you can see on my bodyawe.com site, you will notice that there is a piece that when you're going out into the world, it can be a little scary. But you're so in tune with your talents and you want to showcase your talents to the world. So I bridge that gap. So with that said, Sharon, I sent this to you a few days ago.
Go.
I had a wonderful gal call me. She was showing signs of burnout. So, what is burnout to you in your life? What happens? What's going on?
I think burnout is when when you're more in doing mode. You're like on an autopilot mode, and you're not really in your body. You're just do, and then you lose yourself. You
You never do that, Sharon,
no,
right?
I mean,
No, I never do that. I don't know what you're
no.
talking about.
And
Just
then you
that
forget who you are.
do thing.
Then
So how do we
do.
get off that merry-go-round?
Right, getting back into your body, right? That's the whole. That was the genius of that, the body knowledge system that you came up with, is
Thank you.
because it's getting back into your body,
But
getting
how
back
do you
into.
do that?
So I think, like, from what you've taught me about the body knowledge system, it's recognizing, and it's com and having a conversation with your body, like that, and that's really recognizing and acknowledging what it is that is going on. And when you give yourself that time, there's clarity. Clarity comes with the question of what is happening, what is going on inside of my body. Let me have this conversation. And then, because we gave ourselves some time, we have clarity on what to do. It comes to us, this intuition. How about you? What is your thought on that?
Well, the thing is, yes, just acknowledging our bodies have intelligence. And then, like, how do you do it? You do it with the conversation. So I know as we're having our conversation here on our podcast, Sharon, can you do something real quick for me?
Sure.
Can you look down at your toes?
Yep.
I guess you have a body.
I have a body. Yes. And I
So
have
that's
two
like the first step. I mean, just
grateful for
kind of
those
look
things.
down. Oh, yeah. I'm having these feelings. I'm having these emotions. I'm having these trepidations. And so when you find yourself burnt out and you're ignoring your body, not that you do it a lot, Sharon, what do you do? I mean, how do you get yourself back on track?
So what I notice is that when I'm doing that, I'll usually feel like I'll feel tired or I'll feel thirsty. And that tells me that's like my little, you know, my little inner child pulling on my skirt saying, help me, feed me, take care of me. And then, so in the past, I'm going to tell you, I definitely was an abuser of that child.
I know, but you heard her. You know, the physicality of it. I love how you described it. You know, I'm thirsty. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're tired. Tired. That's a big one.
Right. So.
But you have your to-do list, Sharon. What do you do?
Right. Because you need to earn your place in this world. And so you need to, you know, you can't listen to yourself. You can't give yourself that time because you need to achieve. And that is the biggest mistake of all. And I was so grateful that I learned that was a wrong. You know, we grow up and we realize that's definitely not what we're supposed to be doing. We deserve our place in the world. We don't need to earn it. We need to take care of this person that we have, that we drag along with us through life. And that person will take care of us too. We're teammates, right?
Teammates. I think that's your final message.
Yes.
Again. Yeah, so you feel yourself tired, hungry, thirsty, but your teammates. I mean, if I told you that I was thirsty, what would you do for me?
Oh, I would run miles to get you
run.
To drink.
Run but like, a mile.
Exactly. But when it comes to us, we're like, nah, I'll just continue. Let me just finish this. You know,
I have to finish this.
This person will be so
that.
Happy.
I have to
when
finish
I do
this.
It.
That's right. Perfect.
Let me just finish. But now we need to understand that is that little child inside of us who's our teammate saying, hey, listen, you want me to work? You want me to achieve things in life for you? Then we need to work together on this and we need to be taken care of, you know?
So is that your message?
Yes, that's my message.
And before I give mine, tell people how to connect with you, please.
I would love it if you guys connected with me. The best thing is to email me and to put podcast in the message box, in the subject box, not Sharon Shrikui, Sharon. Shrikui at gmail.com. I would really love to hear from you. And how about you, Steph? Tell us. What'd you get out of this?
Well, I loved your reference to teammates. When you feel you're not a teammate, and I know I referenced, you know, if you, Sharon, told me you were hungry or you were tired, I would take care of you immediately.
Right.
And that would be it. No questions, nothing. And you could find me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. Connect with both me and Sharon, and I will see you soon.
Looking forward. Thank you.
Thank you.